This is MSO News Sports. I'm Rick Moore. I'm really pleased now to be talking with the mayor of Salem, Mayor Dominic Pangallo. And Mr. Mayor, welcome to MSO.
Hey, thanks for having me on.
All right. I've seen you so many times in that office upstairs there, and now you're in the big office. And tell me a little bit, if you don't mind, about the transition from when you were chief of staff to being mayor. I'm sure it has prepared you well for the position of mayor.
You know, I think it prepared me very well for the work that I'm doing now. I feel so privileged and fortunate to be able to continue moving forward on the work that I had done under the previous administration and, you know, build on that foundation that we had created here with Mayor Driscoll and everybody else that have been engaged in this work with the city over those decades that she was in office.
Yes, that's for sure. Great to have a friend down there in Boston for all of the North Shore. All right, Mr. Mayor, let's get down to it. I know that Haunted Happenings is a year-round endeavor, which I'm not sure people really realize, and I think you mentioned in your press conference or wherever it was that it starts on, it was on Salem Compass, that it starts on November 1. So tell me a little bit, if you would, please, about the preparation ongoing now. And I know that a lot of people are heading to Salem already in September. So give us a little preview or background as to how this thing comes about.
Yeah, so we start planning for Halloween all year round, starting November 1st, as you said. We have after-action reviews of how the season went and start thinking about what we might need to build on and change or modify or improve for the next year. And then there are recurring meetings every month, several meetings, internal with city departments, external with community partners, other agencies and stakeholders, as we keep trying to tweak and improve the plan. And really, you know, as I've said in the past, October for the city, from the city's perspective, is first and foremost a public safety operation. So our primary work and our primary responsibility is trying to make sure that everyone can have a safe and enjoyable October here in the city.
What are some of the agencies involved in safety, primarily or particularly for the event of Haunted Happenings? Obviously, it starts with the Salem Police.
Yeah, Salem Police Department, Salem Fire Department, our Harbor Master Department are, you know, the leading agencies when it comes to public safety in the community. But we work closely with the State Police, with the Northeast Massachusetts Law Enforcement Council, which is a regional police coordinating council here in the northeastern Massachusetts area, our neighboring jurisdictions, so all the surrounding towns and cities, the MBTA, the Salem State University Police, the National Park Service Police, because we do have the National Park Service site here, and then other federal partners. We work with DEA, ATF and with FBI, especially when it comes to coordinating for October.
The volume of visitors that you have has increased, I think, exponentially in the last few years, and I know last year it was kind of overwhelming. My wife and some of her friends went to Salem on a Friday in October. They took the train from Gloucester. They went around 11 a.m. and they came back home around 6 p.m. and they had an absolute blast. So one of the things I think that is important for people to know is that it is safe, but it can be very family oriented.
Yeah, absolutely. Like the entire the vibe of Salem in October is family friendly. There's spooks and scares and ghosts and ghouls, but a lot of it is welcoming to everyone. And if, you know, while it can sometimes be a challenge to get here, if you take public transportation, you're really going to have an easier time. You don't have to think about trying to fight for parking or dealing with traffic. So the train, the ferry, those are really the easiest ways to get into Salem in October, especially on the weekends.
Your office has put out an advance notice announcing planned and anticipated road closings and so on. We've got that posted. But I'd ask you, for potential visitors who are in the area, let me just skip to this. This has become more than a regional thing. It's now national and even international, isn't it?
Visiting Salem, it seems to be on everybody's bucket list, and it's great. We love it. We just ask that people try to plan their trip in advance. Think about how you're going to get here, get your tickets for attractions, or make dinner reservations in advance if you're able to. Download the city's app. It's called My Salem MA, and turn on notifications, because that's how we push out alerts and notifications about road closures. And I'm just looking at my window now, and somebody just walked past dressed in a dinosaur costume. just try to plan your trip in advance, and you'll have a great time, because we do have visitors coming from not just around the region here, but as you said, from around the country and internationally as well.
All right, a couple more questions. What is the Mayor's Night Out, and when is that?
Yeah, so Mayor's Night Out is a celebration. It's really meant to provide an opportunity for Salem residents to enjoy their city before the visitation really picks up with all of our tourists and guests arriving here. And it takes place on the last Friday of September, so it's happening on September 26th this year. And there's a host of free admission to museums, attractions, and other sites in town for Salem residents, free parking. Trick-or-treat with the mayor happens downtown where all the businesses on the pedestrian mall and along the waterfront that are participating will be giving out free candy to kids in costume. And it's really just a fun opportunity for Salem residents to get to enjoy some of the season as well.
I'd also like to point out, Mr. Mayor, your Salem Compass podcast, or Salem Compassed. Tell me, if you don't mind, about what Salem Compass is and what the podcasts do, because I know the most recent one you have Chief Miller on.
Yeah, so the podcast, accompanies the newsletter that we put out every other week from the mayor's office. It's, both of them are at salemma.gov/Salem Compass. And it's intended to be a short 15-20 minute audio interview with people of some significance in the community, whether it's a business or community leader or a city department head, somebody that has some information that we think it's really important to get out to the public and have a dialogue with them on the recording so people can listen at their convenience. And on the latest episode, as you indicated, Chief Miller from the Salem Police Department spoke with me about what goes into the planning for October from the police department's perspective, thinking about the road closures and all the additional operations that they put in place to try to make sure everyone can have a safe October season.
There's so much information that you have. What's the best way, or no, what are some of the recommendations you would have for local visitors, like from Gloucester, Saugus, Beverly, whatever? What's the best way for us to keep up with this, to get information and to follow all that stuff?
Yeah, so I would suggest looking at two websites. SalemMA.gov is the city's official website, and the news section there has a lot of great information. You can, as I said before, get the mobile app and turn on notifications, and you'll get alerts when parking garages fill up or roads are closed, so you can plan your trip accordingly. And then the other site is hauntedhappenings.org. That's maintained by Destination Salem, which is our tourism office, and it really puts up a host of information, not just about parking and other logistics, but also about programs and events and attractions and great things to see and do while you're here visiting our city.
Okay. I should also point out, Mayor Pangallo, that I live in Gloucester, and we get a lot of overflow. A lot of people, after visiting Salem, will come to Gloucester, and especially on the weekends. So thank you for that, too. We appreciate it.
Yeah, it's got a strong regional economic impact. I think that the surrounding communities see, not in addition to the traffic impacts, of course, but hotels fill up throughout the greater Boston area and the northeastern part of the state because of the October season. And we see that visitation improving the economy for many communities, not just here in Salem. So we think it hopefully has a positive effect, as travel and tourism is a critical part of the Commonwealth's economic.
I don't envy your job, but I do appreciate what you do. I wonder, Mr. Mayor, before we finish up, is there anybody that you'd like to mention who sort of assist you? They're sort of like your first sergeants or your executive officer type thing, because I know this is a huge endeavor.
There's a multitude of people. I mean, our department heads that run October operations, from Chief Miller and Chief Dion, who's our fire chief, our harbor master, Bill McHugh. Our special events coordinator for the city is Jeremy Fisk, who's in charge of basically managing the whole operation from the city's perspective. Ashley Judge and the team at Destination Salem does an amazing job. But really, it's an all-hands-on-deck effort. I mean, when you welcome over 1 million people to a city of 45,000, it takes everybody kind of pitching in and doing their part to try to make sure that it goes smoothly and everyone's safe.
I still can't believe. What's the size of Salem geographically? What's about a couple of square miles or something or other?
It's 8 square miles.
Okay. And you got to put a million. Okay. Well, listen, is there anything else you'd like to mention?
I think that just about covers it.
All right. Mr. Mayor, thank you so much. I hope to see you soon, and best of luck, and keep the information flowing. We appreciate it.
All right. You're very welcome.
Thank you, Mayor. That is Mayor Dominic Pangallo, the mayor of Salem. With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore.